This is your Northwest Report for Wednesday, January 4th. I'm David Sparks. An NRCS snow survey meteorologist, Ron Abramovich, says above normal precipitation levels, including rain and snow, have helped Northwest water conditions. I talked with him yesterday. Are you optimistic about the Northwest in terms of the precipitation it has been getting?
Oh, yes. What we're learning right now this morning is precipitation that we got in October. Some of that was record high amounts that fell in October. So this moisture that we got in October really helped fill the soil moisture voids, but also bring the stream flows up, plus provide some more moisture for the reservoirs as well.
Elsewhere, Northwest farmers and ranchers are eagerly waiting President-elect Donald Trump's decision on an agriculture secretary as the new Congress convenes to ratify his election and prepare to move his agenda. The 115th Congress convened yesterday with the swearing in of the new senators and House members. Trump, meanwhile, is expected to finally announce his choice for agriculture secretary this week. Many of us in the Northwest were excited about the potential for Idaho Governor Butch Otter to represent us in agriculture, but according to AgriPulse.com, most of the signs point to a Hispanic nominee from Texas, either former Texas Representative Henry Bonilla or Elsa Murano, a former president of Texas A&M University and Undersecretary of Food and Safety at the USDA. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.